السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. Press release. The prisoner's cry echoes in the hearts of Muslims after the Jewish entity's decision to implement execution procedures. Translated. The Minister of War and the so-called Minister of National Security in the Jewish entity announced the commencement of the implementation of the death penalty law for prisoners accused of carrying out killings. This came, quote, after the commander of the Central Command in the Occupation Army, Avi Bluth, assigned an amendment to a military order pertaining to the West Bank, end quote, Roya Network. The Knesset's approval of the decision was insufficient to apply the law to the West Bank, which is not directly subject to civil law. This amendment, issued under a military order, allows the law to be applied within the military courts operating in the West Bank. These procedures constitute the practical application of the law passed by the entity to execute Palestinian prisoners. This serves as a final warning, raising the voices of the prisoners once again, hoping to reach the ears of the Ummah to move and save them, driven by compassion and a sense of honor and protective jealousy for the blood of the Muslims and their prisoners. This cry is not directed to an authority clinging to the treacherous Oslo Accords. Even if all of Palestine is lost, its people annihilated, and they are forced to flee. This cry is not directed at the regimes that have supported the usurping entity from the day it seized the blessed land until this very day. Regimes that have waged war on anyone who opposes it or even thinks of harming it. These are regimes that execute Muslims in their homes, assassinate them, and oppress them for no other reason than that they carry the deen of Allah in their souls, hearts, and actions. These are rulers who have rivaled the Jews in their enmity towards the believers. This cry does not expect the doors of the United Nations, the international community, or the Western and Eastern powers that created this entity, paved the way for its existence, and continue to support it, supplying it with all the means of oppression and murder that befall the people of Palestine, to open for it. This is a cry in the ears, no, but one in the hearts of a single ummah that considers the Masra, site of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's night journey, and the land surrounding it, a blessed, purely Islamic land belonging to the Muslims, where the blood of the people of Palestine is equal to the blood of the people of Baghdad, Cairo, Ankara, Islamabad, Mecca, and Medina. It is a cry in the hearts of an ummah that fears Allah's punishment and wrath should it delay in liberating Al-Quds, its captives, and its people from the clutches of disbelief, and strives to atone for its decades of inaction, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the repentance of those among them who have fallen short. It is a cry to the zeal of armies and those who have the power to act but remain inactive, hoping that blood will boil in their veins as they witness the gallows already erected for their brothers. This is a cry that does not accept obedience to a ruler who has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Palestine and in all matters pertaining to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not accept the fear of tyrants' oppression, attachment to fleeting worldly possessions, and outdated interests. It is a cry of belief and Islam, a cry from an ummah whose peace is won, whose war is won, whose blood is won, and whose prisoners are won. It is an ummah whose word must be united upon the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and which must trample the thrones that have shackled it for decades from the battle for victory, support, and liberation of the prisoners and the Masra. Will this cry reach its rightful people?
أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون. يعلمون واتقوا فتنة لا تصيبن الذين ظلموا منكم خاصة واعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب.
All believers, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. And know that Allah stands between a person and their heart, and that to Him you will all be gathered. Beware of a trial that will not only affect the wrongdoers among you, and know that Allah is severe in punishment. Surah Al-Anfal, ayah 24-25. Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.